At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I believe that the greatest and most trusted source of knowledge for this life and the life to come is the Bible. The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, this same Bible, this Bible that contains all of these scriptures that were breathed out by God, also clarifies in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, saying, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." So people will have the purity of the truth of God at their disposal, but there will be some who will choose to attach themselves to information that comes from sources that are related to demonic activity. That's what the Bible means when it says some will devote themselves to teaching of demons. Think about it. Even the Bible teaches that the devil himself is the ruler of the world in which we live. John 8:44 explains that the devil was a murderer from the beginning and that he has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. However, society, in many cases, has chosen to follow after principles associated with the teachings of demons instead of adhering to the source which we know to be the truth, the Word of God. And let me clarify something. Teachings of demons are not what many think them to be. They are not necessarily related to overt evil, but it's more of a subtle, deceptive evil. The teachings or doctrines of demons will tell you things like, you can sin as much as you want because God's grace is unlimited and His mercy endures forever. The teachings or doctrines of demons will encourage you to live for yourself, take care of yourself, and build wealth. But in both of those examples, there is only a little bit of truth mixed in with lies. What those examples don't tell you is that, yes, God has given us grace and His mercy endures forever, but God is not mocked, because whatever a person sows, they will also reap. And on the second example, God does want to take care of you and see you prosper. But prosperity is not always monetary. A person can prosper financially, but be dead spiritually. And I believe it's always better to be rich in Christ, to be rich spiritually, than materially, because what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but lose his soul? So, as Christians, we really should not be surprised that people are turning away from the truth at such alarming rates. But we should also realize that we cannot just lay down and watch it happen. I want you to listen to what 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2-4 says, because in his instruction to Timothy, the Apostle Paul intensely stated, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Paul needed his son in the faith to understand that his responsibility was to stand firmly on the word of God, because it was the truth.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Needed him to understand that when others were turning away to doctrines of demons, he still needed to be teaching and preaching the truth. He needed him to understand that when people began to look for teachers that would cater to their feelings and avoid the truth, that he needed to continue to give them what they needed and not what they wanted. Paul needed Timothy to understand that no matter what things looked like all around him, that he simply must continue in the words and doctrines that he had been instructed in and not in the doctrines that were leading people astray. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, also stated, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Paul knew there was only one truth, and he also knew his enemy, the devil, wanted to pervert that truth to keep people from being in right relationship with God. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the truth we need to hold on to. Salvation can only be found in Jesus Christ, and there is no other name under heaven that can bring salvation to mankind. There is only one God, and only one mediator between God and man, and his name is Jesus Christ. When Jesus walked the earth, the first message that he preached when he began his ministry was to repent and believe the gospel. When we as believers in Jesus Christ follow any other teaching, philosophy, or doctrine, we are being led astray from the truth, led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ, and being led astray to serve the devil's world, which is the kingdom of darkness. In the end, according to the word of truth, this is not the side that we are going to want to be on. Revelation 12, verse 9 declares, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." God's word and his truth will prevail. No other teaching, philosophy, or doctrine will be able to overcome what God has declared to be right. And God's greatest creation, mankind, will be able to live with him forever in his great kingdom, providing we make the right choice to follow his doctrine and not the dangerous doctrines of the world. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible tells us about the blessed hope. What is the blessed hope, you may ask? Well, in Titus 2, 13, the Bible says, "Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." The blessed hope for us as Christians is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, let me tell you that we are on a collision course with destiny. There is coming a day when those who have been born again will be caught up in the air to meet Jesus. Personally, I look forward to the rapture. The Bible tells us that we will be given glorified bodies in heaven. We will be in the presence of God Almighty for all eternity. Now, salvation is a personal decision, meaning that it's your decision alone to accept Jesus Christ or reject him. Just as you came into the world alone, and you will leave this world on your own, you will stand before Christ as an individual. There will be a day where you can't point to your mother or father. It won't matter what your last name is or who you're related to. The only thing that will matter is, do you know Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him as Lord and Savior in your life? That is all that will matter. Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 34 to 36, "I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other left. What the Bible is doing here is that it's giving us an illustration of how the rapture will happen. You and I could never tell who will be caught up and raptured away, because it's only God who knows the state of the heart. But what will happen is that husband and wife will go to bed one night, and one will be taken, but the other will remain. Two friends will be walking and talking, and in the twinkling of an eye, one will be taken and one will be left behind. In all of these occasions, it's only the person who is pure in heart that will be taken. It's the one who lives for Jesus and under the guidance and influence of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter if your wife prays or your husband is a big giver. When Jesus Christ returns, the only thing that matters is whether you have a relationship with Him. Not everybody is going up in the rapture. Unbelievers will be left behind. Some believers will have backslidden and will be left behind. Other believers will be left behind because they have secrets. Secrets that only they know and God sees. You cannot afford to be ignorant concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ. You should be looking forward to the second coming of Christ. You should be longing to be caught up in the air with the Son of God.
Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Saints, do not conform to this world. That's a clear word of instruction. Don't comply with this world. Don't become acclimated to this world. Saints, we are in this world, but we should not become accustomed, nor should we adjust to this world. And so you may ask, what exactly should we not be accustomed to in this world? Well, let me tell you that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." I want to focus on the first few words of this verse. The God of this world has blinded the mind. Saints, this world is lost. And the Bible clearly says the God of this world, the devil, Satan, he has a hold on the minds of people who are not in Christ. This is why we ought not to be conformed to the patterns, to the values, and the customs of this world. Have you noticed the heresy, the blasphemy, the lack of reverence for godly principles that this world has? We need to be a people who are focused on Christ, a people who are governed by the Word of God, a people who are regulated and directed by the Holy Spirit, so that we can truly seek first the kingdom of God.
When Jesus was ascending to heaven, the Bible reads, "They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.'" But the most important person to have spoken this promise was Jesus himself. In John 14 from verse 1, he said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." So multiple writers, different speakers, some even the angelic realm, all saying the same thing. Jesus Christ is coming back. Don't be distracted by this world. Jesus is coming back. Don't get too comfortable in this world. Jesus is coming back. Don't sleep on the word of God. Don't sleep on the promises of God. Don't ignore the signs of the times. Jesus is coming back. Like a thief in the night, the Lord is coming. And this message is repeated over and over again because the Lord wants us to go on living as if He were coming tomorrow, to be on red alert. Be found to always be ready so that if He came tomorrow, if He came tonight, you and I wouldn't be embarrassed to be saying the name of Jesus, but not living for Jesus. Don't be found to be lukewarm. Get your house in order. So stay prayerful. Be watchful of the times. The Lord is coming soon.
Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. The promises of God are vast and placed throughout the Bible. For instance, if you want wisdom, take a walk through the book of Proverbs. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.